Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Steve Grilley. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Reggie Cleveland. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burleson moves to third. Doyle moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson scores. Doyle scores. Rice moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first, with Cleveland covering, for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is hit by the pitch. Hobson moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doyle hits a pop-up into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur, who is chasing the ball. Lynn reaches third base with a triple. Hobson scores. Montgomery goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Vern Rule now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Trammell scores. LaFleur moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Whitaker moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Staub moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staub moves to third. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Rule covering, for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Rodriguez reaches third base with a triple. Parrish goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Rodriguez scores. It's Tigers, 5, Red Sox, 5. Rick Wise now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Montgomery is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doyle hits a line drive into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp bunts towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a pop-up into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lynn moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lynn tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doyle catches it and throws to second with Burleson covering, to double up Rodriguez. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Bill Campbell now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hobson strikes out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Montgomery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Montgomery moves to second. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doyle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp strikes out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Carbo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing right field. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Whitaker strikes out. There goes LaFleur. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Scribner now playing shortstop. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Montgomery takes first base on ball 4. Steve Dillard pinch runs for Bob Montgomery. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dillard goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Doyle strikes out. Parrish drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Doyle out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-4 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Parrish strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.